Hey parents, this is a little ears warning. Jesus is the most radical redeemer and restorer, but this podcast may contain some topics which are not appropriate for little ears. So if there are little ears around, you might want to pop in some headphones or hit the pause button right now and pick it up at another time. Jesus be glorified through these testimonies. Welcome everybody to Win Our World podcast series. And over the next 4 weeks as a global church, we're going to be looking at what it is to move from the manifest presence of God into the miraculous and win our world for Jesus. And we're going to have a variety of people join us as guests on this podcast from our church community. We're going to hear about how they met Jesus, and then we're going to hear about how they, in their very real, normal, ordinary, and often very full lives, are winning their world for Jesus. Guys, it is our prayer that you and me would be encouraged, a little bit provoked, and equipped to share Jesus and to win our world for Him. All right, guys, let's jump right in. But today we have some friends in the studio. We have Cherie. Pastor Cherie is back, and Zach.
Yes.
Holla.
Hello.
Holla out to Numa Youth.
Yeah. G'day.
And Zach, you are 17.
I'm 16.
16. You were telling me, and I was like, you're 11.
Yes.
Very good.
Yep.
And I'm super excited to hear your story from you, because I've heard a lot 100%. Of different people telling me a little bit about how you've been sharing Jesus, but I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Totally. We can do that.
So first of all, let's start like at the start. Let's rewind. Yep. How did you first meet Jesus? What did that look like in your life?
So I think going back a little bit. Yep. So I grew up in a very faithful household. I never really had a personal relationship with God though.
Yeah.
And I kind of got to about, I think, year seven.
Yep.
When I kind of began to, like, I kind of became, like, I realized when, sorry.
No, you're good. It's good.
No, so,
sometimes it's so hard to, like, put language to it. I get it.
No, 100%. It's kind of when I realized that God existed, when God was real. I had the choice to choose, was I going to step into a relationship with God?
Yep.
I had all the people. Yep. I had all the resources to do so. But I didn't choose that. And I got into a relationship in about year eight.
Yeah.
Incredibly unhealthy relationship, especially for my age.
Wow.
And it was really detrimental. I just put all my emotional dependence on her. And it just got to a point where I literally just couldn't smile if I wasn't with her. And so it was really bad, and it really tore my family relationships apart, because I was at home and all I wanted to do was go see her. And my friends were like, no, there's other people in your life.
Yeah.
And at the time I was just completely deaf. It was falling on deaf ears, and it really wasn't, I was in a really bad place. And then eventually it got to the point where we had to break up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. And since I'd put all my emotions onto her, I was completely emotionally dependent on her. And then we did eventually break up. And I just fell into a really deep depression.
Mm.
And it was really bad. And for a year, I just was thinking very irrationally. I was like, and I was blaming it on God. I was like, God, why'd you do this to me?
Yeah.
I was very growing up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
I was like, I know God's real.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if I like Him.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I feel like you've brought this on me.
Mm.
I was in a really bad place. And then it got really bad. As COVID hit, I'm a very social person, love talking to people.
I'm an introverted person, and I very much struggled in COVID.
So I was really struggling with the lack of connection with real people.
Yeah.
And so it kind of just made it worse, really.
Yeah.
So it got really bad, and it was just thinking irrationally. I was like, I don't even know if it's worth living at this point. Like it just got that bad. I was just completely was in the wrong place. Mm. And so, so it got to that point, and I was just looking for people to hang out with. And so that's when I was like texting all the boys in the grade, like, who wants to go out? I know we're not supposed to right now.
Yep.
Who wants to go for a skate down at the shops or something? Yes. Let's just go do it.
Yep.
And the only person who replied was River. So my best mate, best mate River. And so I hardly ever talked to this guy before.
Wow.
So it was really,
we love River.
Yeah. So it was kind of weird, but we rocked up and we had an absolute blast. Like we just spent like the next like 4 hours just after online school, just like skating around. And so that kind of became a bit of a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
online school skate.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Just got all our school
repeat
done and then just went straight to the shops.
Sanity too.
And exactly.
Yeah, totally. You just had to find what worked. Exactly. Like it was
so
hard.
Exactly. So we were doing that like nearly every day we could. And so then it was like a couple months later. And I was like, you know, I'd go out with River, have a ball, come back and just be like cooked again. Like I'd just get home, just get into bed, just be like, I just feel so sad. And it didn't feel like anything was really healing. And I was just kind of covering it up with hanging out with River, which was great. Like I literally can't take it for granted.
Yeah.
And then it was, so my parents were like, I'm thinking of moving churches. So I'd been at church for about 10 years at this one church, my whole life at that point. So it would have been more like 13, 14.
Yeah.
And I was really reluctant. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this.
We don't like changes.
Yeah, exactly. We don't like that.
Change
so,
people as humans.
So yeah. And then I was like, I really don't want to do that. And so we went to a few churches, was pretty close-hearted about it, close-minded about it, just didn't really want to accept it. And and then River's like, hey, bro, you want to come to my church? And so that was first time at Numa. And that's when I got saved. So that was like literally came out of that service. It was just me that time, but I got home and like my family can testify, like got home and I was just a new person. And so it was very like God really healed me in that moment. And then just all the way up to now has just been the sickest journey.
I love sick Jesus.
So yeah.
Adventurous Jesus, exactly. Fun Jesus. Yeah.
So yeah. So,
mate, that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I feel like as you're sharing now, like there are gonna be people who listen that can really relate to some of your story and that 100%. It's gonna be a very I feel like God's gonna actually touch and heal people 100%. Through what you shared.
Thank you. 100%.
Be, God. Amen.
A little bit, amen.
Come on.
And so this is how you met him, which is, so many dimensions.
100%.
Sometimes it's interesting. We've seen like, you know, God meet people in some of the highest moments of their life. Like they've achieved everything they've always wanted to achieve.
Totally.
And they've like, you know, got the career, got the things, and then it's not satisfied.
Yeah.
And that's turned them. And sometimes it's like the opposite. Sometimes he finds us in these really like low points of our life and like, it's like, okay, here you are, and now,
100%,
I'm rushing in.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Okay. So I do hear on the grapevine that you do love to share about Jesus.
I do.
So from that moment there in that service, when God met you in that way, and you were like, okay, like open my heart, because we've got to accept, right? There's a moment of like, I hear that in what you're saying.
Totally.
What did then sharing about him look like?
I think it, because this was like a couple months later, was Revival Conference, first Revival Conference I'd been to.
Yeah.
And I'd gone through that and I was just so like, oh my gosh, this is the sickest thing that's ever happened to me. And me and River were kind of like, I was just kind of like, bro, I can't believe nobody else knows about this.
Yeah.
And so literally just, we were going to school and we were just like, oh, Ben Fitzgerald, Jesus. we're just like really just loving it. And we were kind of, and I think our genuine excitement was really making people curious.
Wow.
And we're going to school and people were like, what happened? These kids we were just not good. and so I think, and because there was such a change, like in our actions was our testimony.
Yeah.
And so I think that people did see that shift and were like, oh, far out. Something's definitely,
yeah,
something's a bit weird right now. So, and yeah, so kind of went to school, and every day we were just like, guys, you like they're doing these things on Thursday nights now. Like, come on, let's like get a carpool going.
Thursday night, yes.
And so, and
yes,
yeah.
You did have a carpool going.
Yeah, we did. So, me and River, I think it was. So this was the last service of Revival, mm-hmm. and we're up the front, and it was just this big empty space up the front, and me and River and we were just praying, and we just felt that God was saying we were going to fill that whole row up with Donval,
with which kids is from their Donval. School.
Yeah,
yes,
so
yeah,
for
yeah.
Our, so kids our school, school at
that's
Donval.
Okay. Yep.
And so, and me and River were like, that's sick.
Come
let's
on.
Do it.
We'll so, take, you will take the
exactly.
challenge, Jesus.
So, yeah, we were like, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get people up front? And it was just as simple as like just getting people along. And they,
just
and
invite
they loved
them.
It. Exactly. So it was kind of a gradual, like God was just bringing more and more people every time. So it was really good. And it just got this picture that's just like, you know, like 20 Donval kids just up
Come
the front
on.
Worshiping.
On,
and I was
mate.
Like, Jesus, that's,
yes,
that's
Lord.
You. So, so yeah, so that was
And you
awesome.
Would just ask people like at school, we'd be like, hey, this is happening on Thursday night.
Yeah, we were just like, oh, like, you know, we saw this guy get healed the other night of this, like this guy was in crutches and he walked out, didn't have any. And we were just like going at it like, oh, like, you know, worship at this, like, you know, you can actually have fun doing it. And I think it was really just different compared to what people had been like heard before from church and stuff. Yeah. And so I think that God really favored us in that moment and in that time. And I think he still is. But it was really good.
You had like rallied parents to drive like, seven-seater cars
exactly.
They'd pull up out the front, they'd be like, all these kids that would roll
exactly.
out.
Yeah.
It was a deal.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Did you get much rejection, like when you were asking kids at school?
Yeah,
or most people?
Yeah. I think a lot of people, especially, I just moved friendship group at the time.
Yeah.
And the previous group of boys that I was with, I was kind of trying to witness to them and go, like, look, guys, you don't understand. Like, this is crazy. Like, absolutely changed my life, and they could see that, and I'm not sure if they were happy about it because I'd just kind of left their group and then gone in this whole journey, and I think, but not just from them, but just others were just like kind of weirded out by the concept. And you know, a lot of people these days I think see Christians as just unable to have fun. And the Bible is a rule book, and so that was even at a Christian school super popular just position to have. And so that was tough and navigating that, but just it was just so encouraging seeing like more people rock up every year, every week. So that was.
And did you have friends that like gave their life to the Lord, like encountered
literally
Jesus
everyone that came wasn't in like it's kind of similar to how I was, where I just didn't really know like who God was. And so I think it was really awesome just seeing people come getting prayed for, and sticking their hand up at the end and being like, I want to be saved and I want Jesus in my life. So that was really sick. So,
it's so real. I mean, you're talking about like your friends are similar age, but it's the same. Like sometimes I chat to people like 20, 30, maybe even been attending church for like long time, know 100%. A lot about Jesus,
totally.
Know a lot like about the Bible, but have never actually like encountered him for real.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It's very true of all ages. Mm. So I think that simple invitation to be like, hey, maybe it's not how you think, and maybe he's not like what you've heard. Like come and taste and see.
Yeah, exactly.
And let him explain it for himself. Exactly. Like let him encounter them.
Totally.
Can be really powerful. Dude, that's awesome.
So yeah. So very, very cool time. Very cool season. Yeah.
Pastor Sheree, I feel like you're like meditating. You're just like, yes, Lord. Like, more Jesus, more. I hear your silent heart's prayer there.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add or ask?
I guess probably just some of the questions that come to people's minds when they hear people start talking about and Jesus and everything like that. Some people can get really fixated on the rejection component.
Yeah.
Can you 100%. Talk maybe just a little bit about how you dealt with that?
Yeah.
The rejection of peers, the group that you were with.
Yeah.
And how you navigated that on the other side of knowing that what you'd encountered was so
real
that you couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like I don't know, but I think it was really, if you've got a good network around you, Like it was a lot easier knowing that. And this is, I was really on fire. And I knew God was there right beside me that whole time.
Come on.
And so knowing that he was there, knowing that I had a group of people around me, that even if I was rejected by say these boys, for example, it was a lot easier to cope with, a lot easier to deal with. And so, yeah, I'd say in that season, I was actually kind of forgot about the rejection a little bit. I don't know why. I was on such a mission. I was just like, God, you're really carrying me through here. And so if people were like, I'd just be like, you know what? Like, I'm really sorry for you. Like, I'm going to keep persisting, try to get through to you. But I was on a bit of a mission. And so I was just kind of like,
I love the determination.
I was like, yeah. So, but I think, in terms of rejection, like fear of man has definitely tried to have a go at me a few times. Mm. I think a notable experience it wasn't at school,
mm-hmm.
but so I'd done like the street teams thing.
Yep.
was really cool. And I was at a shopping center with one of my mates. And we'd only really just started talking, and we just went out for a coffee, and I was telling him about this street team thing. I was like, bro, it was sick. Like, people, we were having these like funny ass conversations with people about God, and like people were very interested. And he was like, bro, let's do that here. Like, let's go out and like do that at the shops right now. And I'm like, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I wasn't planning on doing that. And he's like, come on, bro. What are you talking about? Like, let's do that right now.
We all need that friend.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not. I was like, last time I had all these like church people with me. And now I'm just out by myself.
Just me.
You. but he was like, nah, bro, we're doing it.
Oh,
and he was
like,
we're not leaving till we go around and have a chat to just a few people. And we did that. And
it's a good friend.
There was a lot of rejection. There was a lot of like people who were just like, I'd go in and I'd be like, oh, guys, just a quick question. Do you guys know Jesus? And they're like, no, but do you need any help with the shirts? lots of that. Lots of people who just like look at me like, no, I'm just here to do my job, bro. Like,
blank stares.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, lots of that, but that was definitely a time where I had to kind of push through. And he was just like, "Come on, bro, we're going to the next shot. We're going to the next shot." I'm like, "Okay." Yep. I'm like, "God, you know what? You've obviously put some fire in him." So,
yeah, come on.
We'll honor that. But yeah.
That's awesome. So good. Mm. All right, three. What are the top kind of three things for people's rejection or pushback or not interested, say, in the gospel? What were the three most common things that you found when you're sharing with people where they were closed?
Mm.
And then I'll go for what was open.
Oh, I have to think about
that. You mean like reasons why they were
like?
Yeah, okay.
What were the top three kind of rejection reasons that people weren't interested?
Yeah, that's good. I think a lot of people, from some chats I've had at work.
Where do you work?
I work in Osmosis. Surf apparel. And I actually do think a lot of people do struggle with like traumatic church experiences. Mm. And whether it's their parents or just like friends they've had or personal issues they've had in the church. I think that a lot of people have just completely rejected the idea of God.
Yeah.
And I could definitely say that, and a lot of people that I was talking to or trying to witness to, people would just be like completely closed off the idea. It was just a trigger word. Just kind of sparked that traumatic experience. Mm. And so I definitely think that's something.
Mm.
I think people are scared of just like it being true. Like, I think people are just like, I don't really know if I want to get into that because you might be right.
Yeah.
And obviously it's hard. I think I was in that same position at some point where I was just like, God, I know you're real, but I don't know. Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. So, I definitely think that's a thing where people just, just don't want to get into that, or they're scared of the fact that they might have to make a commitment. So yeah,
that's so good, Zach.
But
that's good.
But yeah, no, I'm not too sure, but yeah, definitely, cool. definitely those. But
yeah, And when you've had the winning conversations, when you've been able to share with someone, they've been open and those things. What have you found probably the most surprising in that moment where there has been an openness?
I think what I've seen is a lot of people who, you know, they're kind of look very cool. They look completely okay with their lives. They're like, you know, I'm actually like, I don't need God. I'm actually completely fine on my own. And then once you establish that relationship and kind of scratch off that base layer, they're like, they're actually not doing too well. And and I think the only reason I've been able to identify that is just because personal experience where just had to put on a brave face. And so I think just seeing into a lot of people who are like that, when there's actually this underlying fear or just like sadness or whatever it be.
So good. So I want to ask you a question just in regards to, you said before, but obviously conference, going into conference, there was a moment of encounter for you that led to the pursuit of God for yourself.
Yep.
How long after was it that you felt the pursuit of God for others?
I actually think it was very quick.
Yeah.
I think my I really felt just God saying like, you know, I'm actually putting this fire in you for a reason, and I've given you influence, and you're going to use that. And so, I think it was really quick for me. I think for other people, there's a much bigger gap between that. But I just had this real courage, this real confidence that God was giving me, and so definitely using that. God was just like, "Yep, just go out and do it." And so, it was very quick.
That's awesome.
I think for me, but.
Come on. All right. Now talk to us a little bit about what you're doing in the space at school.
Yeah.
In, I guess, the outreach component, evangelism, prayer, the things that you've got happening.
Yes, there's a lot happening there.
So I think right now it's, and what's been running for probably a year and a half now is a prayer group we've started. So my youth pastor was just like, come on, let's get this going. I want to see a prayer group at Donbap. There's enough of you, so let's go do it. And so, we started a prayer group at school, it started with Mean River, but like everybody was coming and other people took over leadership, which was really awesome to see. People were actually getting around. We were really, we had heaps of people. We were in this little hut thing and it's just all these people around there just like worshiping and praying for each other. It was so sick. And I definitely feel that God's leading us into a new season right now.
Wow.
We've seen a bit of a, like, it is sad, but we've seen people fall away from it.
Yep.
And we've seen people that just haven't sown into that and continue to pursue God, which is really sad. But, it's just been, the prayer group has been really good for a lot of people though, including myself. So,
what are you sensing in God for this next phase or season?
Yeah, I'm actually like, in all honesty, I'm not too sure yet. I have been like really trying to get into God with it. I think I'm actually not sure. And I think, we have a few ideas. Good. But we're still discerning waiting for God to see what the right way to go is, and that's okay. Yep. I think that the transition season's okay. So we're just figuring it out at the moment.
That's exciting.
But but it's been really good. It's been really, really good.
I love that you guys like discerning like what he's on, and like even just saying like there's like a boldness, like, because I think often when like God asks us to do something, it can be like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Like,
exactly.
I don't know how to like fill the front of the altar with like people from my school.
100%.
I don't know how to like, what does start a prayer meeting even like look like?
Exactly.
And when do we do that? And where do we do that? And
100%.
But there's a boldness that comes when he like speaks, when we're like, yep, 100%. This is you. Okay. Like, you have favor with your like schoolmates. Yeah, is like
totally.
You're like parents like, okay, sure, we'll drive the car. Like, exactly. You know? Exactly. We'll drive around and pick everyone up beforehand. Yeah. Or there's like a drawing of people to the prayer meeting that like, I know like some exactly. people don't know him, like didn't even know Jesus were coming to the prayer meeting.
Mm.
So, you know, it's encouraging because like, okay, God, whatever else, like whatever you're on next, like yeah. you're going to empower totally. Like us to do it. We just got to listen and wait and be obedient with the one thing.
Come on. 100%.
Yeah. I love that. I love you guys yeah. also didn't try and sustain something in your own strength, which is yeah. like, now we feel like God's, I think a lot of time we can feel like God come on something,
yeah.
but I think like it's a whole other yeah. thing to discern actually like, oh, I think he's maybe lifting exactly. his hand off this 100%. Now.
Yeah.
So I love even in your story, Zach, you can really hear like, okay, he was here, he was doing this and he's doing this and we're just following wherever he goes.
Exactly. Exactly. Sensitivity so, here. 100%. That's awesome. So
it's good.
Really leaning into that. Yeah.
So good. Awesome. Well, I would love to ask a billion other questions, but you have used to get to.
Yes,
like,
that's okay. Yes.
You have used to get to. So we are going to ask you to pray.
Yep.
For people.
100%. Let's do it.
And I mean, we, wherever people are, like university, school, their workplace,
yep. Yep.
whatever it looks like, just to follow the promptings yes, of God, well, like yep, just yep. being obedient
yep.
in what it is that they're asking the one thing.
Yep. Come on. We can do that.
Yes, and amen.
Too easy.
Thanks, okay. God.
Oh, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Father, we just thank you for all the people watching this and all the people that are going to be affected by this, Father. Mm-hmm. And we thank you just for the people in my life and the people mm-hmm. in Aaron's life and Cherie's mm-hmm. life, Father. Thanks, we just thank you that you equip them, Father. We thank you that you give them the heavenly tools, Father, the blessings, the courage, and the bravery to go out and to change people's lives, Father. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you just give them this objective and this mission and this drive to go out and do the work of your kingdom, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we thank you just for that same passion that you've put in me, Father, mm-hmm. and that you've sustained in my heart, Jesus, that that you're actually going to be placing that and imparting that into new people and into new groups, and that you're actually just going to just raise up people of all generations mm-hmm. and really yeah. just push mm-hmm. forth for the advancement of your kingdom, Father.
Yes,
so yeah, we just we thank you. Thank you for this time, Father. Mm. That you are in this place right now. You are in us. Thanks. And that even as we step out of here that we're gonna walk out different.
Yeah.
And thank all the people Lord. Who are watching this are gonna finish this podcast and just be in a different place, Father.
Come on. Mm. Yes, God.
So yeah, we thank you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Anytime.
I feel very stirred beautiful. By your testimony.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know there's going to be a lot of people watching that are too, and we want to hear about it. Like, yeah. we want to hear about how you shared Jesus, especially if it's like, yeah, in your school or something like that. We want to hear about it. So you can share your testimony with your youth pastor or your pastor, whoever, just share it with them. Get them to share it on. You can jump on the website at pneuma.church/pray and you can share it with us in that way as well, or DM us on Instagram. We'd love to hear about it. Also, we have mentioned a little bit like street teams, and we do have street teams running in many locations. So ask your location pastor about it. Look up on the website. You can find more information on it as well. But it's a great way if you've never like shared before, like to a stranger about Jesus, getting the right people behind you. Like it is. It's a great way to go and learn and just be surrounded. It's actually how I started. Like, I'd never shared anything before and went with a whole bunch of people that were like, had done it and just shared about Jesus. 100%. It's lots of fun. It's lots of fun. Sharing about Jesus is fun. That's the testimony of Zach too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that is it for us today. And we are going to see you very soon for another podcast. See you guys.
So easy.